first joke that I remember learning as a child came from my mother, who I, at the time, believed was the funniest human being on the planet. She would dance in the grocery store to music. She embarrassed me to no end. She would burst out in song, being, without a doubt, the worst possible singer that I have ever heard. When I was a baby, I used to cry when my mother sang to me. No, Mama, no! I cried. And she would say things randomly, such as, I will be dipped in green grass. I'm still not quite sure what that means. But I think it had something to do with her being surprised. Or, as she often reminded me, from Ireland. One day, out of the blue, she asked me, Margie. She always called me that, and she was the only one who could ever get away with it. Margie, she asked me, without a hint of humor in her, totally deadpan. Why did the chicken cross the road? Being about 3 years old at the time, incredibly naive, gullible, and the sort, I responded in the way that seemed most reasonable. What chicken, Mama? Just saying, it's never as good when you have to explain a joke. My mother persevered. She continued, why would a chicken cross the road? Any chicken. She asked it a little bit more slowly, like this was her attempt at remedial joke telling. I'm sure it must have been the dumbfounded look that I had on my face that had her give up. And she offered me the answer, to get to the other side. Get it? Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. She laughed. I probably pretended that I got it and laughed. But I didn't really see what was all that funny. Well, duh. Of course that would be why the chicken crossed the road. I didn't get it then, and I sort of still don't get it now. I liken it to, why did the minister go to First Parish on Sunday morning? To preach the sermon. Duh, it seems kind of a bit obvious to me. But being the intense child that I was, I have thought about that chicken over the years. And I have a feeling that there was something about that chicken and its ability to have a deeper understanding about purpose that made that question about crossing the road funny. Of course, the chicken couldn't possibly know why it crossed the road, or maybe it was cognizant about the road and what lay on the other side. Maybe it is that we do not consider what that chicken might think at all. And that is the funny part. But to say the least, the chicken has stuck with me as a bit of a conundrum all these years. And I have my mother to thank for it. So imagine my surprise, my panic, my consternation a week or so ago as I was driving east on the Great Road, 117, you know it, a very busy road indeed, when I saw not one, but four chickens standing at the very edge of the road pecking at the gravel. My first thought was, don't try to cross the road! My second thought was, where was their human mother or father? I mean, really, letting your chicken stand by the side of the road is not smart. My third thought was, why did that chicken cross the road? And might this be the start of a new trend, or maybe a sign of evolution itself? This morning, my meanderings are not really about chickens. They're about crossings. How we mindfully or not transition from one place in our lives to another. How we make it from high school to college, college to a career, from being single to married, from middle management to an executive position, from working to retirement. What motivates us to take those life-evolving steps? These are the big questions in life that can take years to sort out and reflect on. I'm sure that many of us are wondering how it is that we got to this very place in our lives. What's one moment after another? One decision, one step after another? Many of them mindful, but many of them not. 4 years ago, when I began my ministry here at First Parish, I asked the congregation a very simple question. How can we lower the threshold to visitors? Do you remember me asking that question? And how can we help them to find their way into our meeting house and to become a part of our community? You know, because thresholds can be tough to get over sometimes. You see, just like that chicken contemplating the road, people drive by here every single day and never imagine themselves pulling into the driveway, getting out of their cars, opening the meeting house door, stepping inside, and facing people that they do not know. Why? Why is it so hard for people to make it over the threshold? And let's take this one step further and ask, what might hold us back from contemplating and crossing over various thresholds in our own lives? What spurs us on? What holds us back? To better evaluate this question, let's begin with a concept of a hero's journey. I love this idea of a hero's journey. And I happen to believe that we're on one every single day. You see, we see this journey as kind of a myth, a legend, oftentimes in our lives. They come, they go, but we're not on a journey every day, are we? After accepting, albeit maybe a bit reluctant, the call to engage in a quest, we go on. And the first thing that we do is we reach a threshold. It's described as an interface between, and I love this, the unknown and the known. Usually at this juncture, there are what is known as threshold guardians. Now, for me, in my wild and crazy imagination, I imagine the knight from Monty Python who rings out, "None shall pass!" That would be a threshold guardian. These are the folks and beings who endeavor to block our way. They are meant to discourage us and protect us from the journey before we're ready to actually go on it. So they say, "None shall pass," until, in fact, we're ready to pass. And then they step aside and they actually point the way. When I was writing this, I thought about it and I was like, do we have threshold guardians here at First Parish? Have you ever been a threshold guardian? None shall pass. There are also helpers at this place of threshold, which is the coolest thing ever. They provide assistance and direction throughout the journey. Some might call them our greeters on Sunday morning, right? They're the helpers. They greet people, they give them name tags, they welcome them, they show them around. They're friendly. They're that first friendly face. These are the people or the talisman, sometimes it's an object, which helps in facing challenges ahead. Then there is the mentor or the guide, the most important helper of all, the person who helps to keep the initiate focused on the goal and provides stability and guidance when danger is at its greatest. I think of those people as our cornerstone members, you know, our chair of our board of trustees, the people in PAG, the people in the pastoral associates group, our WAG people, the worship associates group. Those are the people, you know, who do it, who make it happen. The people in community hospitality committee, you know, they're making the coffee, they're bringing the sweets or the savory. They're trying to really sort of engage one another. Those are the mentors, the guardians. It's the person who shows up on our journey over and over and over again. They move between thresholds with us, sharing their wisdom and encouragement, and at times even challenging us. Taking that crucial first step over the threshold is the biggest move that one can take. It is where one really accepts that they are leaving the known and heading into the unknown, which requires a great deal of courage. That first step is a doozy. So what was it like to take your first step over the threshold of First Parish and make that decision to enter into this meeting house? Someone didn't silence their phone. No pressure. Do you remember what it was? Was it difficult? Was it scary? Some might find it hard to even pull into the parking lot. You know, it's like, okay, where do I park? Who do I speak to? What is it going to be like? Were you invited by someone here or greeted and wholeheartedly welcomed? Meeting someone on the other side of the threshold can make a huge difference. So I'm asking that question this morning. Does anyone remember what it was like to arrive here? Peg.
We actually were sought out by the minister even to our house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, back in the day when the people were living in Sudbury, so the Catholic priest was the first one to promise to call us.
Yep.
My name was Espinola. Clearly, we were Catholic. He was going to be actually the Marian Catholic Society. He said, oh, then you would want unitarian minister. So he came to the house. The cousin was cooking or something. He came to the door wearing one of my 20 acres.
It's easier when someone comes to your house. It's easier when someone